Navy amphibious vehicles and their onboard ramps are about to get lighter, better, and faster thanks to researchers at the University of Dayton. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Hovercraft are loud, huge, and heavy. At 60 to 70 feet long and 40 to 50 feet wide, two propeller engines power this Navy transporter. They are often filled with heavy vehicles, tanks, and assault units traveling on water, land, ice, or mud. This one is coming into the Connecticut coast. The Navy is in the process of redesigning its 80 hovercraft so they can go farther, faster, and last longer. University of Dayton researcher Elias Tubia is working on the portable ramps carried on the hovercraft. The current ones have serious cracking problems and weigh 4,000 to 5,000 pounds apiece.
For example, this amphibious vehicle is landing on the shore. You might have some supported edge and unsupported edge due to uneven terrain. And then when you have the tank coming on the tank, on the ramp, you have some cantilever effect, and then this will engage a lot of stresses on the pins. So really, coming up with a whole system, not just this composite materials, a whole system how to connect joints, integrity of the structural concept, that's what they are looking at.
Tobia, an assistant civil engineering professor, has been a researcher on a couple of Navy projects, including this one. UD has teamed with a Dayton company called Romitech. President and CEO Dr. Rob Benergie says their ramps would be made out of carbon and glass fiber.
And we're looking at taking probably, 5 to 7,000 pounds off the vehicle. That means they can take one more Humvee. That's a big deal.
This lighter ramp also means more fuel savings for the military. The UD Romitech design is apparently one of just two still in the running for the Navy. Tobio walks into the shop area of his lab.
And we just bought this last year. This is a machine, compression machine, that can take up to 450 kip load.
Kip stands for kilopounds. This machine will tell Tobio how much a prototype ramp could hold. Digital image correlation testing is also important.
Where you have two cameras and then you have dots, and you're monitoring the dots and displacement relative, so you can come up the strains, and from the strains you get the stresses.
The project does have commercial applications. Lightweight ramps are also needed for ferries, cargo ships, trucks, and rail cars when loading and unloading heavy equipment. In a separate project, Romitech has developed what it calls a building in a box. It's a shelter for people to ride on the hovercraft.
When the hovercraft flies, it's very noisy because you have two big engines that lifts the whole vehicle. So nobody can go on the deck. So if you have to carry people or soldiers, or in some cases when you're evacuating people that are injured or other situations, you need to put a portable building on the hovercraft deck so you can actually have people in there. And it's called Personal Transport Module Shelter.
This redesign of the old aluminum building built in the mid-1980s has passed Navy tests, and Benergie says he thinks the Navy will deploy this building in November on its next mission. It's lightweight and corrosion-free.
So all the building components and panels and everything has to fit in one container, and they can put it away when they're not done, and when they're done using it. And then they can put it on another ship,
The shelter would be assembled on board and can carry 180 soldiers. Current models are similar to the ones used on U.S. Navy hovercraft that evacuated Americans from Beirut in 2006. The buildings are not cheap. Romitech says they are $750,000 each. The ramps will run $30,000 to $40,000. Benergie says that's comparable to what they cost now. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.